And we are back on the beat after a few days away as, well, we were with you on the channel, but of course not here on the Daily Show. We are officially into our summer schedule now of three shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Frankly, thought it was going to be at the beginning of June, but USF Baseball scuttled up those plans, and we were very grateful that they did, of course, extending 2 weeks into the month and giving us plenty of memories. Of course, the last game signed off late Sunday / early Monday morning. We'll kind of relive the weekend that was in Austin, Texas in our second segment. It has been a few days. If you've been listening to the channel, of course, you've been listening to the replays of those two games. Unfortunately, both losses, but certainly provided a moment, maybe the moment of all time in USF baseball history in the first game, and just not enough left in the tank in that second game, and credit to the opponent for that. So again, we'll give you some final thoughts, even though it won't be our final thoughts completely on the 2021 baseball season, but on the entire experience. We'll do that in our second block. We'll also tell you who's left in the College World Series baseball field. There were a couple of notable upsets, but in the end, some teams that were expected to get there did, and certainly Texas was one of those teams. There has been a lot that has taken place since then. A couple of big bits of news that we'll address here in our first block, and we'll get it going right now for you. We'll remind you also that, along with our summer schedule, as far as Bulls Beat goes, we're still going to have other programming. What we're going to basically do here on Bulls Unlimited, the main channel, as it were, is focus on classic games and a lot of football in honor of the upcoming 25th anniversary football season. Bulls Unlimited 2 will replay the, well, newer best games from the last season, a lot of which will be baseball and softball's NCAA tournament action here over the first week. Then we'll start to sprinkle in some basketball and other contests that you heard, football as well, on the channel. Speaking of basketball, yes, there was a major bit of news to announce on Tuesday. It was the findings and the resulting action by Michael Kelly as far as what happened with an independent review into the men's basketball program. No longer with the program is assistant coach Tom Herrien. He had been reported or alleged to have made several comments that could have been considered racially insensitive, and certainly it was examined. I read the entire report by the firm of Lightfoot, Franklin, and White. They interviewed 17 student-athletes, coaches, and current and former staff members, and it was very thorough, and in the end, it led to the dismissal of Coach Herrien. In a statement, Michael Kelly said, "It is highly disappointing that the review confirmed isolated actions involving Coach Herrien's interactions with student-athletes that are simply unacceptable." It's something that we alluded to on the program, but certainly was just going to let it play out. As far as Coach Herrien reported to have made some statements, and in the end, there were four specific examples. And if you want to read about them, USF Oracle definitely has everything laid out, exactly what was said. I'm not going to be all salacious here, but first of all, I got to say, when you think of, oh, he said something that was racially insensitive to a player, there's a certain word that comes to mind. It wasn't anything like that, but it was certainly understandable, the actions that had to be taken to dismiss the coach. One thing that I thought was very interesting about the findings of the firm, and remember when this was all happening, at least it was being reported, it was when all of the players, it seemed, on the team were transferring out, and you thought, well, they had to be related. In the end, it seems like two of the nine players that moved on to other programs had anything to do with what Coach Herrien said. I thought also interesting, they were kind of spaced apart. This wasn't something that just happened recently. One was something that happened during a practice a couple of seasons ago. One was more recent. The report, very, very interesting, and kind of gave the firm's opinions on how forthcoming Coach Herrien was and how apologetic he was in certain situations. And also, of major note, how Brian Gregory, essentially the day he found out about any of this, it was the fourth and final example of something that was said to a student athlete, he came right to USF Athletics and reported it. And with that in mind, the firm concluded that there is no evidence that Coach Gregory or his staff failed to address a known racial problem, and that the leadership of the program was proactive and effective in addressing racial and social justice issues. Michael Kelly mentioned that as well, saying, "I was pleased to see the report's findings that Brian Gregory and our administration are and have been operating in accordance with the University of South Florida's commitment to diversity and inclusion. Overall, the review reaffirms my belief in Coach Gregory's leadership of our program. And I bring up the timing and how these were spaced out incidents. I thought it was most interesting as far as the timing of the most recent one, because again, when you saw all these players were transferring out, you thought, oh, it has to be related. Well, remember, this was in the middle of March. The most recent incident, something that Herrien said during a practice, was in middle of January. And as it was being addressed by Coach Gregory, essentially, is when the positive COVID-19 test happened that eventually put the Bulls out of commission for a month. Remember, that's exactly the same time frame. Also, the most recent, the fourth of the purported comments made by Coach Herrien that were investigated, one of which, by the way, was unsubstantiated in the firm's findings, but this most recent one actually wasn't of a racial nature, and the student athlete it was directed at, it had something to do with a past incident that some of the other basketball players heard and thought it was racially motivated, but it wasn't. Very, very intriguing. And again, you can find all the specifics elsewhere. We're not going to lay those out for you here. So if you originally thought, oh, Herrien said something, all the players wanted to leave. No, this was in the middle of January. And as you all know, the Bulls would end up making a little bit of a scare in the American Athletic Conference tournament. So the two just simply weren't related. It's not like the players wanted to go somewhere else. There were a lot of games. If they had wanted to leave, they would have done it before then. I think it's just, well, if you look at it, now more than 1,500 names in the transfer portal the way this last year went in college basketball. You had players, frankly, let's be honest, who weren't getting the minutes they thought or weren't getting the wins they thought they would get. And in some cases, you have seniors who now have an extra year and they're almost all transferring around the country. Thinking about guys like David Collins and Justin Brown. So my point is, I don't believe you're going to have an issue of people not wanting to come to USF, and especially now that the leadership of Brian Gregory has been affirmed. And speaking of all the new players, I thought it was a pretty nice article. The Athletic's Justin Williams, I am a subscriber to theathletic.com, and if you are a follower of recent Bulls history, this will be a positive because he went ahead and ranked the teams in the American in men's basketball because of all the newcomers, and believe me, a lot of them have a lot of newcomers, and he has Houston, of course, the Final Four team, picked to win the conference. He has the Bulls picked to finish, well, in 11th place. That would be last. As we know, baseball was picked to finish last, and we saw what just happened, but it is a good rundown because it shows you all of the new players on the roster. Caleb Murphy, the superstar, potentially anyway, is a freshman point guard, was showing flashes last year, and Jameer Chaplin are back with the team. And all of the new additions, Javon Green, George Mason, Corey Walker, Tennessee, Jalen McCreary, South Carolina, Sorrell Smith, East Tennessee, Jake Boggs, NC Wilmington, Sam Hines, Denver, and Byron Matos, New Mexico. A wide assortment of players, and we will continue to break down their talents and their skill sets and get you ready for the, well, sooner than last year, upcoming basketball season. While we're on basketball and newcomers and departures on the women's side, we bid a fond farewell to one of our favorites of the last couple of years. Kristina Provenceva is going back to Europe to play professionally. She is from Czech. Don't say Czech Republic because she just called it Czech. She is from Czech. And if you remember recently, this last year around January, it was revealed that she had been dealing with a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. It's why she had a few moments during her freshman season towards the end where she just wasn't herself, and now we know why, but she got it back going. What a wonderful lady and player, and she will no doubt have success. On her Instagram page, she said she wanted to thank everyone at USF for the past 2 years. It was an amazing experience. I would not change a thing. Talked about the challenges that made her change her perspective on life. Wanted to thank everybody, the entire support staff, and she had one, and will be fans of hers. If you head to gousfbulls.com and you look at the roster on the team, definitely some newcomers we've been telling you about. Several transfers, a couple from junior colleges, and of course, the big one from Memphis, Dulce Fanka Menji Adu. Another double-double machine underneath. The Bulls are going to be stacked in the front court. Bella Weary is an incoming freshman guard who we're pretty darn excited about. She can really light it up. And the two junior college transfers seem to be wing types that can also gobble up rebounds and score 10, 12 points a game if you need. Odeth Betancourt, along with Patience Williams, they are going to be stacked for the upcoming season. But Provenceva no longer on the team. You'll also see that no longer on the roster is Beatrice Jordal. She has moved to Iowa State and Tereza Vichalova, who was in here for one season, not on it as well, but the Bulls are continuing to add, and we'll have a lot of familiar names: Sydney Harvey, Elizabeth Zahn, Elena Chinecki, Maria Alvarez. Chinecki, by the way, just recently picked for the Greece roster for the Eurobasket, which is the big event in the summer. I mean, a huge event, so yeah, the Bulls have a lot of talent. Said there was some other big news over the last couple of days, and this is a, of course, major story when it comes to college sports: the enacting of the Name, Image, and Likeness Bill in Florida. It will start on July the 1st. Basically, name, image, and likeness, meaning that student athletes will be able to use their name, image, and likeness in order to, well, get financial gain in return. Now, there are a lot of layers to this. Certainly not going to drop those all out for you here. We'll get more into it once we hit July. But the part of it that is so very important, as you're trying to promote yourself, you cannot use the school's image. Again, a lot of layers to this, so in order to stay compliant, you're going to need some help. And the USF program, they've used this service already for several years. It's called Influencer, and they have essentially teamed up with the Bulls to launch a new program called Boost. It will be for all of the student athletes, all of the teams. Not only is it a mobile device that makes it easier, in essence, to access videos and certain things that it can use to help promote yourself, but also the education that it takes to stay compliant. So if you want the full details on it, head to GoUSFBulls.com. I have a feeling that it'll be a topic of conversation with yours truly and Michael Kelly in the next few weeks or so. Oh, speaking of Michael Kelly, I know it's been a little while. We've all been pretty busy. Bull Speed Ahead, his podcast, is going to continue, and in the next week or so, get set for interviews with Billy Mole of baseball and Eric Jenkins of track and field. Those were the teams, of course, who were last left competing. Last weekend is when the track and field season wrapped up, and the Bulls ended up with 11 All-Americans. How about that? Whether it's first team, second team, or honorable mention depends on how far you advance in the NCAA. Coach Jenkins says the All-American recognitions earned by our student athletes are a testament to their hard work and dedication, persevered many challenges to earn the right to compete against the best at the national championship. That was in Oregon last weekend, by the way. And it was a freshman from Alonzo, Shania Benjamin, who got the 3 All-American team nods herself, second team in the long jump and the 4x1 relay, honorable mention in the 4x4. This outdoor season, 7 program records, 5 on the women's side, were broken as far as school history goes. 40 top 10 all-time program marks, exactly 20 each on the men's and the women's side. We mentioned the members of the team that made it to Oregon, and again, it's all summed up at GoUSFBulls.com. Speaking of summing things up, yeah, we'll do so with the baseball season. Some of the highlights, you know the moment we're definitely going to replay. The top of the 9th from Game 1 of the Super Regional. Not as many highlights from Game 2, but some final thoughts from that historic run. Coming up next on Bulls Beat, and remember, at the end of the hour, as we will be doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it'll be the same thing. We'll have the conference news around the American at the end of the hour. So that's all coming up. Stay tuned.